Air, Line, and the Skullmeister.
Skullhound.
Roscoe.
Is that feedback?
There it is. I got it. It's my headphones were too loud again.
Oh, I thought maybe it was a speakerphone.
You know,
speakerphone.
When I put the headphones on, I want the volume to be blowing my hair back, and unfortunately it feeds back into the microphone.
Well, you have to keep them on. You can't do that one ear off thing that you do when you sing those jingles.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, sorry I'm late.
Hey.
You know how it goes. I forgot how ridiculous it is to do this thing without yelling at four people to, you know, turn the echo on, get me this, that. So,
you're out there completely deserted by all.
Loud and loathsome.
Loud and lonesome, loathsome.
Loathsome.
Yeah.
So we got the vibe today?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a rainy day, but it's sort of a metaphor for one hound staffer's entire existence.
Ah, you mean the Denois.
Yeah, it brings me to the subject of Denois.
What are we going to do with that kid?
Well, you know, as years go by, I keep hoping that, you know, when he's spending so much time out there in front of Ray's Coffee that maybe it'll sink in and he actually will be the coffee achiever personified that we all know is inside him somewhere.
We all know.
I think
it's
piled under a bunch of dusty old books and legal pads full of unmailed letters.
To ex-girlfriends.
Yeah, something like that. But you know.
So you have a plan for the fella.
Well, Denois, you know, it's actually, you know, he is news everywhere you go. You know, people are talking. You know, what's with Den? You know, where's Den? You know, how come he's late? You know, how come it takes him so long to eat his food? You know, stuff like that. But the latest one is like, why does Den want to get up in the early morning to kill himself on this physically exerting job that he's got?
I don't know. I think we got to find Den a new job.
We all know that Den's demeanor, personality, and, you know, just overall outlook on life would be much better suited if he was sleeping till his normal, you know, 3:30 thing and shuffling off to some bar to serve drinks, hopefully, as quickly as he could and listen to, you know, people's problems all night, you know?
I think he'd be happier attending bars somewhere myself.
And, plus then, he wouldn't have to worry about tipping because he'd be on the other side of the bar.
Right. So, what we have to do, I guess, is find some bar owner out there.
Well, there's plenty of bar owners, you know, they're
listening
to the Hound Show.
To give Denois a job tending bar. I've worked in bars with Den, Club 57 and the No Say No. He's a fine bartender.
And he's got some, you know, extra qualities. He does have this, he does have a whole clique of really good-looking, little bit lonely girls that follow him around. And
girls maybe, love Den.
Maybe sometime Den will figure out exactly what they're doing there.
Yeah.
As they wait for him. But hopefully they'd be, you know, sucking up drinks at somebody's bar. And
he's got a great sense of humor.
Yeah. And he's a hell of a light man, too.
Yep. So
he did the lights down
bar
enough,
owners.
You know?
You can call, I can be like the, what do you call it? What's that word? It's some
intermediary?
Yeah, I was thinking of the French word, liaison.
Lucky Pierre?
Okay, I'll handle this situation. Now, you can call 201-266-7900 and give Den a job tending bar. Now, I'm assuming it's got to be in Manhattan because he's a little hard to get him moving it far away.
Well, if I could throw the hint out even further, it's got to be someplace with windows.
Oh, that would be a good place, yeah.
And someplace where we can go and, you know, take the payoff. It also
reap
means
the benefits.
It also means
of our employment
if
agency
he does
here.
If he does get a job and he has to quit this other job, then whoever hires him owes Jack 2 6-packs a week because Den has been paying Jack 1 6-pack a week for getting him the construction job. So if we're going to move Den, then it's got to be 2 6-packs to Jack.
It's negotiable. We can get him some bingo.
Right.
We get him some bingo, Jack will be happy.
Call the Hound and
call the Hound and give Denois a job. 201-266-7900. So that's today's vibe. We're going to put this fellow to work in a capacity that will serve us and the public in general.
How about it?
How about it?
Yeah, and then maybe Den can start buying, like, cartons of pre-rolled cigarettes.
Yeah, that would be good.
It'll be a sort of a quality of life notch situation.
Woo! The phone's lit up already.
All right, that's great. I'll get out of here and make room for all these offers on the Den scene.
Okay, Roscoe, thank you. Better ideas for better living with the Skull, folks.
Aloha.
Aloha, Roscoe. And it's time for the VOM set. Where's that sound we love? I love that sound. It's time for the VOM set, which we're going to kick off in style. We got a brand new thing Roscoe recorded with his 4-track in his room. Instrumental thing. And it's called, but of course, How About It? First time anybody's ever heard it except like me and Roscoe and three or four other people.